Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hello and welcome to Scaredy Boys, a podcast where three cowardly friends discuss horror movies. I'm Damien.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Tom.
And for this episode, we watched Incantation. Incantation is a 2022 Taiwanese supernatural found footage horror film directed by Kevin Koh. It follows Lee Ronan, a mother who was cursed after breaking a religious taboo and who now must protect her daughter from the consequences of her actions.
Hello?
What are you looking at?
Damo, what's wrong?
What's wrong, buddy? Why aren't you getting involved in the...
Can I say something up front?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck both of you.
What about this, mate? What about I'm
I don't want to see your tricky fingers. I don't want to hear your throat chanting.
I'm spreading my blessings.
Fuck you, Thomas. Fuck you, Sean.
Share the blessing, mate.
This is me sharing the blessing. Yeah. Because, okay, background for this one. This was the unfortunate experience for me where both of you had already watched this previously.
Yeah.
We are away on another Scaredy Boys retreat.
Yes.
And that meant that I had to watch it solo.
Yeah.
Because you boys had already seen it.
No fucking way I'm watching that again.
While you're upstairs playing games, literally.
Yeah. We had such a great time.
Yesterday afternoon.
We plugged in the Nintendo Switch.
Yep.
We were playing it. Every time we looked away from the screen and looked to what was behind the screen, it was just an ocean.
Oh, beautiful ocean.
Beautiful ocean.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Great clear sky. Day.
Yeah. Wonderful day. And we played a bit of Mario Golf, a bit of Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Bit of NBA. You won a game. I won a game.
Fantastic. It was all I was really proud of you. Yeah.
Thank you, mate. Thanks.
I was downstairs in the dark,
hating
life.
Yeah. Wow, I mean, that's...
But not only that,
in the dark. Watched it in the daytime. Coward.
I closed all the blinds.
I don't know why that's such an attack on the show. Coward?
Yeah, that's the whole premise, dude. But then, yeah, also because you two had watched it, there was all this build up to me watching it in the terms of you guys doing your cunty things of like,
Hey, this has happened to me quite a bit where like Tom the psycho has watched it a year ago or something. You've watched it in time and I'm watching it last. And the build up, it's horrendous.
For a bit of context, I watched this first. Again, as you said, I'm a psycho because I was at home, girlfriend wanted to watch something spooky. She's always chasing that Cass Page has been on our podcast and talking about that fear high. She wants something truly terrifying. And there's a moment in this film, when I watched it for the first time, where I screamed a sound that I'm not proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm screaming at this horrific moment, my girlfriend just went, "Finally, yes!"
What does it sound like?
My scream.
Yeah, can you recapture it?
I don't think I can. It's not a sound I think I know how to make.
It's
not
a
conscious choice of the noise that comes out.
Yeah,
came from the deep, deep abyss within.
My lizard brain produced it, I think. That reptilian part of me that is afraid of predators.
Imagine the sound of a lizard screaming. That's pretty much it.
Gecko yelling.
Well, here's what we need to do. We need to choose a movie we think will haunt Tom in particular. You and I both watch it, Sean, and then we just talk about it for weeks and, oh boy, Tom, you're in for some trouble, because he always watches them first because of his crazy girlfriend who loves this stuff.
Hey, yeah, not fair.
It's going to be impossible, Nelly.
Yeah,
it's going to be hard.
It's really tricky.
Yeah,
because anything you've probably watched before me, won't be fucked.
No, because that's what your partner's
looking
for.
Unless we watch something really fucked for Scaredy Boys and we're not watching it together and you both watch it before I sit down to watch it.
Well, that's what exactly the scenario Damo
Yeah, I think
presented.
That's the one I want to play out. Yeah. Yeah. But also we get to torment you with a bit of like, oh, Tommy, you're in for some trouble here, mate.
Mm. We were just warning you though, so you knew exactly what you were getting into.
Well, to a degree.
Yeah.
I think you were both taking... No, let me finish. I think you were both taking a little bit of pleasure in the torment you knew you were putting upon me.
That's friendship, baby.
Yeah, which is also why I could start this podcast with a fuck you to both of you.
That's the special source of friendship.
It is. Yeah. Torment. Thing that keeps friendships fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this movie is... It's fantastic.
It's an experience.
From the out, like, it's an excellent movie. It is an experience. It is also so fucking scary.
Yeah. It's up there. It is up there.
Tom and I were playing NBA Demo, and there was a moment where one of us did an incredible thing, and we had to pause it to both look at each other in wonder.
Yeah.
And then there was a silence, and in that silence, we heard, like, a part of this movie.
Right.
And we were like, oh, he's up to that bit.
Immediately paused. So we could hear the sounds of basketball again.
I got to say, I was stressed watching this movie.
Hey, it's a stressful
fair enough
movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we've seen it too.
Yeah. So, like, from the get-go, because this movie invites the viewer into the experience of this movie. It's found footage, so straight away you've got that level to it. But literally, the protagonist talks to camera, invites you to memorize a symbol, memorize the vocal
blessing
that you guys... Yeah.
Definitely not a curse.
Yep. Definitely not a curse, no. And so you're part of it.
Yeah.
You're drawn in and, like... And I really actually loved the start where it's sort of talking about the power of will sort of changing events and how we often do it for good. We sort of hope for blessings. We, give good wishes to people on Christmas, that sort of stuff.
The Ferris wheel thing where it's
and
like,
then the Ferris
make it
wheel
left,
thing.
Make it
yeah.
go right.
And so like, oh, if you can do that for good, maybe you can
is
do that
is the train
for
going
bad.
Forward? Is the train going back?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love that it makes you a participant in the blessing.
Yes, participant's the word,
And also just because of the language barrier for us.
Right.
Like they very specifically say, you can say it in your head as well.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, but what if I'm getting the words wrong? But then subtitles.
Yeah.
And you're reading it. So you are saying it in your head, even if you're not saying it aloud. Mm. You are participating in the wonderful blessing.
You become an active member of this film. And I think that's different to, like, while found footage inherently is immersive because it forces you to be in it, I've not seen found footage make you part of the movie with such a level of effectiveness as Incantation does.
Yeah,
it's a truly immersive experience and it is a supremely well-executed horror film.
Yeah.
It is incredibly rude and I despise everyone involved in the making of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I respect the craft.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I will say, 5 stars.
Heart for days.
Heart for days. Ticks the boxes of Scaredy Boys. Heart and scares.
There's an elephant in the room, Tom.
Yes.
And I've got to get to the bottom of it. I don't know if this is the right part of the show to bring it up.
But you can't hold
quite
it.
Frankly,
it
needs to, it needs to be aired. Grievances need to be aired. Damo, I need you to explain to us something that you very briefly mentioned and our minds almost exploded. But we thought,
my mind
this is good chat for the show.
Your reaction.
We'll explore it then. What was your experience of watching this film?
So, as you said, it invites you to be a participant in the blessing, in memorizing the symbol, in doing the chant. I chose to not be a participant.
You said to me, to us, that you stood up and were sort of pacing and not looking at the TV. Now, when I heard that, Tom, I thought, oh, I don't know about that.
Hold on.
We're cowards.
This is Scaredy Boys. We all have our techniques.
Getting up and walking away and not even look. Like there's,
the screen was
there's,
always
there's
in
looking,
view.
No, there's looking through your hands or looking away at something that's yuck and then like looking back because you're like, well, I have to watch the movie. So were you looking back at the screen or were you just pacing in the room?
I had walked to the side in front of the fireplace.
Yeah.
And I could side-eye it. I could see it and go, is it still the symbol? Okay. And I'm going to stop looking. And oh, it's still the symbol? I'm going to stop looking.
Because that symbol is on the screen.
For a good long time.
In such a way that when it then disappears and you blink, you see the symbol.
Yeah, I did not have that experience.
Didn't have that experience because you didn't allow the film in.
I want to tell you even something further. At the start when they first showed the symbol and she's like, I want you to help me with this blessing. Here's the symbol. Memorize it. I looked away straight away.
Oh, jeez. That's...
I didn't want any part of that locked in my head.
There's a part of me that understands.
Thank you.
Oh, I understand.
Because it's the same part of me that refuses to watch the footage from The Ring.
Right. There you go.
I understand it in principle. Do I respect it?
No, it's coward.
It's one of the great...
It's a dog actor cinema.
This space is meant to be a safe space for cowards.
No, you've betrayed a very noble film.
I'll tell you what I've done. And this is what this is where my mind was blown, where both of you went on the attack as soon as I mentioned this.
Well, what you're about to say is... One of the greatest acts of cowardice history has ever seen.
I understand they're not participating in the chant. I can go with you there.
I can't go with you to this part of the journey, though. I understand a bit of awkward pacing, but Damo, what happened next?
The next reveal you're about to share here blows my mind.
It's not even really a reveal. I don't even know if I'm going to say the thing you think I'm going to say. So my thinking is that we've watched movies where it's like, hey, there's this urban legend. If you do whatever, this thing might
get Candyman. Yeah.
Candyman, blow the bottle in.
The Empty Man.
The Empty Man, all that sort of stuff. And every time we watch these movies, we go, why even do it? Even if there's a chance, why would you do it? Much like when we were recording this Candyman episode, you got to 4 Candymans. You didn't go to number 5 because why would you? Why would you take that risk?
Sean, do 5 now.
So me watching this.
You know.
There was a party in the nearly did
desperately it. Desperately, I kind of want to.
I know.
So I chose to not do it because why take the risk? We literally call out people in these movies who take that risk when there's no need to and say, that's a dumb thing to do. That's foolish. Why even go there? And I thought, well, I am now that character. I am a character in a situation where there's this urban legend type thing to having place in front of me. And I'm going to go, I'm not going to take the risk. I'm going to take a step back.
You did it from the start. So they said, here's a blessing. Look at this blessing. And you went, fuck your blessing.
What movie are we watching, mate?
Yeah, but you don't know, mate. It started out beautifully and then become corrupted.
Strong,
you don't know that blessing isn't designed to protect you from the curse.
Yeah, for all you know, you got to the end and that blessing would have come back and saved you.
Then I would have been foolish. But you know what? I was dead right.
Still not on board with this.
I don't understand why.
He's not got to the worst part yet. Go on.
Keep going.
I don't know what part.
What happens there is a real moment.
What's the final moment? What did you choose to do?
There's a beat. So the evil entity of the film is a Buddha.
Oh,
goddess.
Okay. Yes.
And it's a statue without a face. And the idea is that
it's
been covered by a sheet.
Yes.
Yeah. When you look upon its face, it will take you.
It is the heart of the curse.
Yes.
Looking upon it, every person who's looked upon it has literally killed themselves in a horrible way.
Has shared their name with the Buddha and then killed themselves.
Yeah. So when she was revealing the face, I thought, well, I'm not going to look at the face because that's the worst thing you can do. You're looking into the heart of the curse and making sure you are a part of it. You are drawing into the worst possible part. I will look away like a smart, intelligent man who does not wish to be cursed.
So you didn't see the thing?
Correct.
This is brand damaging.
I think this is on brand. I'm so confused by your reaction.
What is the name of this podcast?
Tell me the name of the podcast.
Scaredy Boys.
Thank you.
What is the goal of this podcast?
I watched the movie.
You didn't, though.
I watched the movie.
What's the goal of this podcast?
Tom, with all my heart, I did not want to know what was under that sheet.
Me neither.
But yet, to look away in that moment would be an act of just... utter cowardice.
I'm not going to lie.
Unless it might curse you. I agree. Let me finish. On any other horror movie, when we see the monster, I want to look away and I think, no, this is Scaredy Boys I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
For this one, it is, if you look, you will be horrifically cursed. And we knew at this point it was the curse. The veil had been taken off. We knew it was a curse. So why would I look on the off chance that I actually get cursed?
Damo, your two friends here watched it. Neither of us are cursed.
Congratulations.
Not yet.
You rolled those dice. I thought, I'm going to do the smart thing. But the exact thing we tell characters in these movies to not do.
Probability, though, shows you that the two people who have seen it as well have both survived it. So you could have, based on math,
I didn't know that you had looked. I thought maybe they've looked away as well.
Here's what I want to know. Here's what I put to you, Damo. How does it feel to be the biggest coward on this show?
I've known I'm the biggest coward on the show since day one.
Knowing all this, I'm glad we kind of like built this up and made fun of him for it. You deserved the torture.
Ugh.
This is unbelievable.
I can't believe you didn't look at it.
I stand by everything I did.
I can understand you not participating in the chant.
This is, to me, looking at the face is even dumber than participating in the chant and the thing because the face is the heart of it. The chant's like...
Don't you want to know, though, what it looks like?
Not if I get cursed.
So you don't have to look at it, but would you like us to describe what it was to you?
If you wish, that's fine. Because I don't have to look at it.
I don't think you...
But also, I don't think I can.
Well, no, I just
it's one of the more inventive monster designs I've seen in a movie.
Yeah, and it's sensational. I'll just say
no, it sounds silly. We're not being assholes.
I know it sounds silly because
we're not being assholes. Oh no, I missed out on the
No. You actually did miss out. I think you robbed yourself here.
Yeah, it is actually a really clever design because there's nothing. Watching it, when I watched it with my girlfriend, we talked about it afterwards, because there's actually nothing they can show you. Well, I didn't think there'd be anything they could show me that would justify the terror and the mystique of it.
Right. I didn't think I'd be baffled when the sheet came down.
I thought it'll be a face with, like, its eyes crossed out, or it'll be something grotesque. It'll try to jump scare me, but nothing will hit the height of what they're talking about and be so confounding and weird.
Yeah.
And then they take the thing off and you're just like, what the fuck?
So you boys have got a real treat.
It's the year of fear, mate. Yeah. You've got to look at what's on screen.
I hope the treat was worth it.
Can I just say, Sean?
I feel good because I feel like I've participated in cinema. I've respected what the filmmakers wanted. They put a lot of work into that.
How dare you? I was sweating bullets down here.
You didn't even look at it. You didn't look at it.
Well, you boys were playing games upstairs.
Because we watched it early. Watched it a bit earlier and you wouldn't have had the fucking... that
bullshit. I had to put myself through that. Don't you dare say I didn't participate in cinema.
Well, you didn't, though. You didn't wholeheartedly participate.
I did the exact level of participation required for a scaredy boy. I refuse to feel bad about this.
I feel bad now because why did we have to watch it then if he didn't? I don't know.
I'm baffled by this. Happily look at. I can't believe the right thing.
I can't believe that you looked away.
I can't believe it.
Because Tom.
Yes.
I think you and I have the same vibe on this. A scaredy boy with his entire being does not want to know what is under there.
Correct.
But it is the duty of this show.
Correct.
To look at the screen.
Correct.
As that sheet came
so
out.
That we can experience the terror already, so that I've our listeners given my don't opinion. Have
We're going
to.
Around in circles here because to me, yes, I agree with that. Other than when it curses you.
Yeah.
Or when there's a chance it will curse you. Literally curse you.
If there was a coward's court, you'd be sentenced to 1,000 years.
I'm fine with it.
Watching this movie on a loop with your eyes taped open.
Yeah.
You're saying it's like I'm. You can call me a coward. That's the whole point of this fucking show. That's why I'm on this show. And even like that I'm the biggest coward of you three, that doesn't shock me. Tom watches horror movies regularly.
Yeah.
You change your name to Brave Boy. I'm openly being a coward from day one.
Yeah,
you
he's figured got that out
at this point. We're all cowards. That's your fault, mate.
No, but I think we're all bloody cowards, mate.
Yep.
But to look away.
To be
that's
cursed.
The key moment.
To be cursed.
But we didn't get cursed.
You're still alive at the moment.
Because
quite frankly,
just a movie.
Let's get into I want to actually talk about the way this curse works why they're cursing people. So basically it's diluting the curse across lots and lots of people.
Correct.
So everybody is a little bit cursed, but not to the point that her daughter was.
You aren't.
Who's exactly. And I'm not. So you're saying you're not cursed. Well, you are. Just not much.
So,
a little bit.
Basically, you're more selfish than the mother because you're letting your two boys cop more of the curse because you wouldn't take a little bit off.
I'm not letting you do anything. Your choice to take the curse on yourself when
hang on, sorry.
If I came to both of you, wait.
Yeah. We'd already watched it. So you already knew that we had a little bit of curse. So you made a choice in the moment fuck those boys, they'll die before me.
If you had asked me, did Sean and Tom also chant along? Did they also memorize the symbol? Did they also look at the face? I would have said, well, probably not. We've literally talked about this in so many episodes. When there's the chance, you do the smart thing and you don't follow the urban legend. You don't do the ritual. You don't do the incantation.
Okay.
So I would have honestly gone, no, I don't think they would have, because we've talked about this. Literally in Empty Man, we all resoundedly agreed that blowing into the bottle was a dumb thing to do.
But the movie doesn't say, just FYI, while you're watching this movie, pick up a bottle and blow in it at the same time.
No, but it is doing that. Mm. It's literally saying you're a participant.
Say it five times, Sean.
What you're telling me, Damo, is that you hate the child in the movie and you didn't want to spread the load. It's all about, this is Samwise and Frodo, share the load. We're trying to share the horror load. And
now you're changing your argument.
You chose to say, fuck it, I'm going to live the longest.
I chose to do what was right for Damo.
Dads are fighting. Can't believe my dads are going to break up.
Ultimately, you make valid points and it totally makes sense. I am baffled by it.
I want to bring it back to, for cowards watching horror movies, who are bringing themselves to the point of, I'm going to force myself to watch this even though I am very scared. I think for this show, one of the things we offer is the option for people to own that, to say, yes, I'm scared, to watch through their fingers, to talk about socks, to look away, look back, all the rest of it. So ultimately, I think you watch horror movies however you want to watch horror movies. Hey. If you need to be a coward like me, fine, I'll take it. I'm a coward.
You're forgiven.
I was selfish, maybe.
You're forgiven.
I didn't want to look at it.
Yeah.
You bodied 99% of a movie, including, as far as I'm aware...
To be honest, 94, probably.
Yeah. I don't know why you've come at him at all, quite frankly.
Why?
Because you don't watch the ring tape when that movie's on.
I said I can understand the chanting because of the ring tape part.
Yeah. Oh, but you can't... Yeah, actually, no. Yeah, he makes a good point.
Yeah,
I can understand you not participating in the thing, but the most baffling thing is that, like, I just thought there would have been that morbid curiosity in
to
you.
To see what
it's
the
like,
monster is.
Well, I'm just going to see what this thing
to
is.
To me, the looking at the face was... They built it up in a way where...
Did you cover your eyes?
No, I was looking at the fire.
Okay.
I was looking at something nice.
Yeah.
So to me, they built it up as like... Even
did you cover your ears? Sorry?
No, I didn't cover my ears.
Okay.
But even if they'd done... Even if you had done the incantation and you had memorized the pattern...
Covered his heart.
The looking
though,
at the face was the worst possible... It literally called it the heart of the curse.
Yeah.
So nothing else was as bad as that to me.
Yeah, okay.
You could ignore all the rest, look at the face, and that would be enough to...
I have a feeling I got caught up more in the just the cinema of it and was just kind of like, yep. I didn't break it down and go, all right, what's question three of Scaredy Boys? I'm not going to participate. I just went, I'm in for the ride, and I've come so far.
Do you know
I'm
going
to see what this thing is.
Do you know what would have made me maybe go all the way in?
Yeah. If we watched it together?
If we'd watched it together.
Yeah, because you would have looked at us and we would be looking at the screen.
Yeah, and then I would have thought, okay... This is
it would have been
coming out of our
times,
eyes.
1,000 times worse to watch this one together.
Yeah. But literally, I honestly think I might have, because like I said, I generally would have thought if you had said, did Sean and Tom look at it? Did they do the... I would have said, no. We've talked about it. Definitely not.
That is interesting. Okay, interesting. Okay. When he presents those points, understandable.
Okay.
He's a regular coward.
He is.
He's not the greatest coward in the history of men. He is just a... Good old scaredy
I'm still
boy.
A coward. Yeah, I'm still a scaredy boy. Oh,
I think I am not. I genuinely am not being a dick when I'm like, it is a fascinating creature design.
Yeah,
and it is. Can I also, sorry, and I just want to say one more thing. Sorry, before we, big props to this movie. They nailed the what they were trying to do so well that me, a reasonable man who believes in science, chose not to do it.
Yeah, could have participated in on the off chance.
So if we're talking about participating in cinema, I think cinema is so powerful.
Yeah.
It brought me to the brink of, I can't look at this because you've done your job so well I have to shut part of me down.
It's a phenomenal film.
He's such a beautiful boy. I can't believe we've covered him so hard.
You went so hard, man.
I was so baffled, and now I feel bad about it. Because I'm going through it in my head, and I'm like, we're just cowards. We're just three scared boys doing whatever we can to survive movies.
To get through watching these movies that we would otherwise completely avoid.
Yeah. Can I say this?
Yeah.
I commend that.
Thanks, mate.
Takes courage to look away.
Thank you.
Yeah. And
can
to
I,
see that through.
While we're mending bridges.
I'm not even kidding now.
I want to add something else because you boys actually gave me comfort through this movie, whether you realize it or not. So like I said, I was hovering near the fireplace. Through the chimney of the fireplace, upstairs where you guys were, I could hear your gleeful laughter and banter and swearing at each other and all the rest. And it gave me this little gem of comfort right at the core of me.
There you go. Yeah. Look, it's not a curse, it's a blessing. Scaredy Boys, we're spreading the blessing through our podcasts, through our NBA on Switch. We haven't, you know.
The real blessing is this friendship.
It is.
Right here.
And it's more powerful than that bullshit curse.
Than any curse.
However. Yeah.
That curse tried to rip us apart.
It did.
There it is right there.
And I mean, you guys went at it harder than I did, but... hey, look, great film.
Let's talk about this movie because it is very impressive.
It's honestly incredible.
We've wasted too much time just throwing accusations at each other. It's completely wild. Fantastic film. Tom, 5 stars from you?
5 stars from me. Yep. It is one of the most interesting uses of found footage. I also love that it is edited.
Yeah.
So that it is not just... In order, they obscure information from you. Mm-hmm. They go back and re-show you beats. They edit things around. You get shown sort of the start of the third act at the start of the film. The rest of the movie plays out. You come back to that. You get the great cut when the guy goes to seek out the shaman, the monk, to learn what the words are in the prayer. And you get the cut, and she's like, "Oh, the words mean this," and you're like. They don't.
No,
they absolutely do not mean that. And then you get the back half of the film that then shows you, she goes, yep, do this blessing for me. Then it cuts and she's like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I've cursed us all.
She's a big time piece of shit. Yeah. But she's also a mother.
She's a mother, yeah. This is where that heart comes in.
The heart is unbelievable, really.
They hit the heart so hard, man.
I wouldn't have expected that much. And you get so much, perhaps even the best heart is from the
foster dad.
Foster dad.
Yeah.
When he has that bit where he talks about how he can't have kids and it was just great being called dad.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, Papa. It's fucking beautiful.
And
his choice too, like, you know, when like, I think the cops or social services looking for her and she gets in the car and he has to make that choice whether to let her in.
Yeah.
And then to gun it. Like, that's just, that ends his life.
Exactly. And even then, we, like you said, with this cross-cutting, Tom,
yeah,
the editing, is that we see him make that choice. And we kind of got enough of the scene that we're like, okay, he's just chosen it. But then we get another beat later on.
We show the full bit before she gets in the car.
Where he's talking to the little girl and he says, but your mum's a bit strange. She goes, yeah, but she's my mum.
Yeah.
And it's like she wants her around, so he's going to do it for her because guess what? He's her dad, even if it's not biological.
It's I think for me, the reason that the movie hits the heart really hard and you're sort of like, for a little bit, you're like, is it doing too much? It's going overboard on the heart. But then when it gets to the end, it's like, well, no, it needs to, because it needs to give enough evidence to support why every choice this woman makes, no matter how baffling, no matter how bizarre, no matter how stressful or disrespectful to its audience, it is.
Yeah, or
it makes sense.
Manipulative, really. Yeah, like
every decision she makes, I get. I'm like, I understand why you're doing this. Yeah. I don't agree with any of it, but I get it.
Yeah.
And I can, like, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do?
What do you do? We joked before about Damo's reaction to watching it. Betting, like, honestly, is it the biggest bastard move a movie has ever made?
100%. Yeah.
That's as big as I can remember.
The only one that I can recall that pulls a big bastard move is probably Sinister with the jump scare during the credits.
Right. No, that's completely different, though. This is like a scene, like, have there been movies that have actually said, we're not just showing you a curse and cursed characters and a horrible outcome of that. We've actually ripped you into this and now, by the rules of this film, you're cursed.
You're
as
also
well.
Cursed.
Yeah, and like this is why,
which you have wisely avoided.
Which I thought, I see what you're doing, and no, not for me. But I honestly, like, I have to applaud the filmmakers for that because the whole point of horror is to scare you. And like we've talked about, there's that element of like, I'm scared for these characters or I'm scared for myself.
Yep.
And this kind of did both, but definitely that scared for myself. No other movie has even come close to making me so scared for myself as this movie did. Literally to the point where I'm like, I need to protect myself.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking incredible.
Yeah. I just love the image of you now walking up and just staring into the fire.
You chose to look into a different void. It's a truly powerful film and it's peppered with such like beautiful heart. Like that whole scene just before she starts starving her for the ritual where they go to the beach and she steals the kite and they go on the thing with the kite. And it's just, they have such a lovely...
The music too.
It's just beautiful. And it's like this mum cares for this daughter. Like she just wants her daughter. And because by this point you flash back enough to sort of see that something awful happened to her up on that mountain.
Right, right.
That has followed her. I mean, you don't obviously know.
Yeah.
You don't know exactly what happened because you don't get that footage until much later in the film. But yeah, it's just... just heartbreaking to know that you're watching this film and you're like, I don't think both of you can survive this movie.
I
mean, I reckon going into it, I just was like, I don't think anyone's gonna live anyway. It was kind of like Nauru, the curse that we watched,
for sure,
similar to that, except I loved this a lot
more. This was a lot more efficient, actual, and well made.
I didn't really hook into the emotion or the heart of Nauru, but this one just nailed it completely.
Well, like, even so, obviously it started with that thing we talked about where it's talking about your perspective and sort of how your will can change events, and then it just has this like this quick cut that sort of purposely puts you in the tone and the vibe where it's like you see sort of the sick daughter, you see too many teeth in her mouth, like you see teeth falling out. The teeth in this thing, well, like, so on the scares thing, like, it does a number of things where it just throws these little uncomfortable imagery,
the holes in the skin,
the feeding the toad's hair, the like the teeth falling out.
Teeth,
like,
falling out is the worst. It's just fucked.
It's real bad. And then obviously, like, the head banging and all
the head banging is crazy because, like, we've seen a head banging death in what's the one we watched? Host.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where that was quite a like a sudden jump scare sort of thing. But this is just, he's sitting there and then just starts doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not at all a jump scare. It's just a horrible thing. And you're like, they're going to cut away. No, they just stay with it for so long.
So very long.
So fucked.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Off. Yeah. Jump scares. Yes. Damo, were we scared? Yes. There is a jump scare in this that could power a small city.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is possibly the biggest jump scare I've ever had in a movie, but maybe one other film.
If the rules of Monsters, Inc., the original Monsters, Inc., are true, that one jump scare, guess what? We've got renewable energy forever.
Yeah. If James P. Sullivan was in Incantation and was there for that jump scare, mate, I've just made him scarer of the year on my own.
You had the other fella.
Randall.
Randall.
Randall just took over the world because of you.
Yeah, it's the jump scare where she goes back to the temple after she's fed the daughter pineapple, which is, of course, you know she's going to do it. The minute she says, don't feed her anything for 4 or 5 days.
7 days.
7 days.
7 days.
Which is like, it's just, when I heard that, I'm like, this, like, you just can't do that.
No, though. The first thing she says, like, can you do that for a child? Like, no, obviously, like, she's a little girl.
Yeah. Like, yeah, the whole, that's a horrible part of the film. Because in order to try and have some slim chance of saving your daughter, you almost have to kill her anyway. Like, she takes her to the hospital and he's like, I can't fucking do anything unless she's eaten.
Yeah.
Go away and get her to eat. I'm going to wait for you. Come back. The doctor is just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
It's horrible. It's that heartbreaking beat, too, in the middle of that process where she's eating outside the room
and just crying
and just starts to sob, and you're just like, you know that, because again, because she loves her daughter so much, she wants to do anything to help her, but you just know she's going to break and she's going to feed her.
Yeah.
And that's when she goes back in to see the daughter, and the daughter is talking to her, and it's just the saddest fucking scene. So she gets the tins of pineapple, she gives her the pineapple, and then 5-10 minutes later has that realization that, oh, I fucked it up.
She's, her body is literally decomposing in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm used to being scared on this show. I'm not used to having my heart fucking pummeled so much as well.
While also being genuinely terrified.
Yeah. Because then she goes back to the temple and it's all fucked, and that guy's on the ground and the woman standing in the corner scalping herself.
Yes, blood drooling out of her head.
Did you feed her?
Yeah.
And making those awful noises, and then you get the worst jump scare of the film.
I came downstairs briefly to check on you. You did. To see how you're doing. Yeah. And then I went back upstairs and I said to Tom, he's up to that bit. Because I think it happened just after, didn't it?
How was your experience of that?
So, for that one, so I saw the jump scare coming.
Yeah, you know
I
it's
watched
coming.
It because guess what? Normally that is the thing. I do force myself to watch it. So knew it was coming enough. So sort of was like, had the hands up around my thing, and I was like kind of like stealing, you know, you're a bit tense waiting for it to happen, as though somehow tensing your body will lessen
the
effect.
They fake you out a couple of times
too. They do, and that's the thing. And so then cut away and then she's gone, and then like she sort of, the lights flicker, she's back, and you're like, friggin' hell, just get over and done with.
Yep.
And then when it came, it was like, yeah, I got that little shock even though I knew it was coming, and I thought, that's the one that got Tom.
It absolutely got, because again, I knew it was coming, and there's a half one just before it, and I'm like, oh, that's it. And then it doesn't do what some like a shittier film would do, where it gives you the half jump scare. There's enough time for you to realize, oh no, the real one's coming, then the real one comes.
Yeah, yeah.
It gives you the half one, and you go, oh, and before you can even consider, was that the jump scare? The actual one hits you in the face, and you're
clever.
Like, no. You son of a bitch.
Because Tom had watched it first, I knew about this big jump scare that made him scream as well. So I figured too that it was that one. But then because I was like, I almost want Tom to tell me what part of the movie these things happen when he tells us in advance. Because I spent the rest of the movie going, but what if there's a bigger
one? Yes,
So now, Damo's clever.
I was pretty sure that was it. But then, you do have that little lingering.
You do have that thing in the back of your head where you're like, fuck, something
like, that was bad, but
So fuck you, Tom.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Something else I want to talk about is obviously the video of going into the tunnel that should not be entered.
I hate the caves and the tunnels and all this, and I didn't know I was going to get it from this fucking movie. And they build up to it and talk about it for so long that when you finally start that video, you're just like, fuck me.
That's what I was so impressed by, is that they, like, literally from she's talking to us at the start, and she basically like says, there was this, broke a taboo, there's this tunnel that shouldn't be entered, all this sort of stuff. We see the camera that's got the sticker on it, and it keeps referencing this thing. And again, he kind of keeps going to the brink of, oh, maybe we'll show it to you now. Oh no, it's corrupted. We've still got to fix it. And then it kind of comes up again. And then it finally just goes to the video of the tunnel that should not be entered. She goes, all right, I'm going to show you the video now. And the video, she literally on QuickTime, she presses play and you see 7 minutes, and you're like, fuck off.
Yeah.
I've got to sit here and watch. Like, the build-up is huge, and then when it finally comes, all you can do is just sit just and watch. Sweat and wait yeah. for it to happen to you.
Yeah, it's and some of the like some of the things that happen down there are horrific.
Yeah,
the hands coming out of the wall.
Oh, yeah.
His face, all the shadow of the thing moving down the corridor. It's
hands out of the wall is really fucked, I think.
And it's done well. Like obviously that's something that's been done before, but this one's like the arms are a little bit too long, the fingers a little bit too long. It doesn't linger on them. It's sort of like it was literally the first time we see them. I'm like, did I actually see that?
Yeah. Do you remember when we watched Hell House? And was there people coming out of the wall in that one?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, but they didn't do an effective job of it. No. This is like that idea properly realized, I think, with those hands coming out. That to me, I was just like, oh, fucking fuck, no.
No. Yeah. Yeah. So like the build up to it was just great. Like the structure, like you're talking about the editing, Tom. The structuring of this is honestly great. We basically got two timelines mostly that we're following. Obviously, we've really even got three because we've got present day where she's showing us the audio. We're in that third timeline.
Yep.
But the two of her getting her daughter back after experiencing all this thing and sort of the build up to the daughter getting sicker and more cursed. And then the other timeline of what led up to them getting cursed in the first place. And it's like, it just made me think that was like perfectly laid where we're cutting back and forth between the two. Like it creates the mystery, but it doesn't show you we're seeing the after effects. And so of course, by the time you get to the mystery, you want to know, but you're also so terrified of it. Like that 7 minute video, like you said.
The terror is built because you know that everyone around this keeps dying. Like you, even the rational, like you have that awful bit where the nurse from the kindergarten who's been associated with it and kind of learns about what happened, goes to that factory and just sticks a poker down her throat.
Oh, yes.
And you kind of see the start of it. You have even just the throwaway news report that terrifies Ronan, the bit that's like the doctor, her doctor.
Yeah.
I've watched the video. You don't need to be scared. There's nothing in there. You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And then like 3 days later, it's like, the chief doctor of blah, 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 blah was found dead. And you're like, oh, no.
Even the that opening sequence where we see the teeth and the daughter being sick, that before we even know anything that's going on, we see her rush into police precinct and show the video to two cops, and then it cuts to them shooting themselves in the mouth.
Yep.
And so it tells you exactly how bad watching this video is and the effect of it. And then you're waiting up right up to the point where you are the person watching it.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it's fucked.
It's weaponized cinema. I hate it. I'm feeling sick talking about it.
And yet it's a good film.
Yeah. But then, well, let's talk about a little bit more of the nicer stuff, because the mother-daughter stuff, I love that she's sort of like a shitty mum. She's kind of, you see her learning how to be a mum, which I thought was really good. The point that I thought, oh, fuck, I really love them, is when she's talking, they're both talking into the rabbit ears, and she's sort of doing it to sort of comfort the girl and make her feel a bit safe. It's their first night together. Oh, I'll talk in the rabbit ear, and then you talk to the other one, and it's also giving us exposition, but it's done in this really clever way. And I thought, oh, she's just doing the best she can with her daughter.
It's that great beat when she's just picked her up and asked her if she wants to get bread from the shop, and she kind of doesn't say anything. She's like, oh, do you like bread?
Do you like bread? Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, I like bread.
Yeah.
Just like, it's kind of, it's like, okay, she's learning, and on top of learning how to be a mum again in a very difficult scenario, she's also dealing with the curse that has infected her.
Yeah. All right, we've definitely answered the were we scared. So did our characters act wisely or foolishly?
They're dumb to start with.
Yeah.
Hey, let's put it this way. We have talked about joining up with Jackson Bailey.
Mm.
Going on some like ghost hunting sort of
yes, thing. We have.
Yep. Let's never do it.
Yeah, I think. Look,
I watch these idiots in this and I'm like, just don't do it.
That's us. We're the idiots.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, yeah.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
They were so cute though. Like the way
they were. Like the one with the glasses, the little nerd one. He was very funny too.
Carving the dick into the.
Yeah. Did he say to them, stop flirting or something like that?
Yeah.
He was very funny. So, yeah, they were quite. They were an endearing group.
Yeah, little unit.
And yet, I'm like, you're so nice. Don't do these dumb things.
Yes.
Especially when there's like warnings and like, you know, the family there were like, you know, you can't be here. Turn your cameras off. And things like that.
They're all doing the hand symbols around town. You're just like so uncomfortable.
That is a really fucking creepy setting.
Yes.
And the fact that they're just searching for this tunnel and keep looking for it.
And then the choice to go in there.
And like you said, the tunnel opening is so small. When we're saying tunnel, I was picturing like a tunnel you drive a car down.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You've got to crawl into it.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got to break through to get into it. Also, you can kind of rationalize it because the thing is like, what if there's more kids in trouble in there?
And they do hear a child scream, cry.
Yes. Which is good because you're kind of like, it's not just for the views, it's not just for the clicks or whatever. Yeah.
And you also don't understand like the girl or the writing on her, that they're trying to protect her because they assume the village is punishing her for taking her into the room. But it's so much more complicated. Like the village are trying to make sure they don't die.
Yeah.
but unfortunate. Like, everyone is in an unfortunate scenario, and the only way out of the scenario is to spread the curse.
Yeah.
That's the only... So what else are they supposed to do? The only person who I think empirically acts foolishly at any point, bar the glasses guy who's way too keen to break the rules and be
sure,
a dick.
Sure, sure, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
At least the other guy who's... it's his uncle, isn't it? Or granduncle or someone.
Yeah, I think they keep saying granduncle.
Mm.
Yeah.
He's a bit more, like, reverential towards it. Like, he's like, no, we've got to treat it with respect. Yeah. That other guy's just hacking the piss. Is foster dad. When he leaves and he's like, I had to find out for myself what it was.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's like,
but he thinks in doing that, it'll protect her.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm going to find out what it is and then that'll save you. But it's like, nah.
Nah, mate.
That's not how it works, bud. Sorry.
And even the way I like the video of him where he's recording the message to Ronan saying, I've fixed the video, but I'm not going to send it to you. Basically, it's just wrong with the curse. And then you see him get possessed and he's bashing his head.
Yeah, but even before that, I think he's like, oh, I haven't been feeling well.
Yeah. But he says, empirically, I'm not going to send it to you. And then we cut when he's like...
He dies and then her phone...
Ding, ding, ding. It's just the video over and over again. Yeah. It's just, oh, fuck. You thought... I literally was like, oh, sweet. He's done the right thing.
Yeah.
Nope. Doesn't matter.
Can't do it.
Can't win, really. Yeah, nah.
You know what's just like such a sad thing too is when the two of them go in the tunnel and die and the family are carrying the bodies out and one of the family members walks up to her. She's sitting on the ground in tears and just slaps her in the face.
Slaps her.
And walks away. And it's just like, man, it's so brutal.
It is also so rough. Yeah.
They're slapping her because it's like, you fucked us. We're all going to die now. And then sure enough, she comes back down and they're on fire.
Yeah.
That sequence was...
They're covered in writing and they're trying to spread it. It's too late though.
Yeah.
It's already...
That was like a night vision sort of camera thing, wasn't it? Yeah, it's awful to
watch. They did well with the camera stuff to mostly justify it. Like even the start where she's picking up her daughter and they called it something like...
She's making a movie for her daughter.
Also, Tom, it did that thing that you fucking hate where it's like... If you know a person and they keep walking away, don't follow them.
Yeah.
He does that to his friend. The two guys are in the tunnel.
It's when they go back down in the night vision.
Yeah, she's trying to find him.
And he bites her, doesn't he?
Yeah, he bites her and his teeth all fall out and then he disappears.
Oh, the teeth falling out. Fucking hell.
Disgusting.
Do you want to feel even more sick?
No.
Okay.
No, go on.
So.
No.
This movie is inspired by an actual incident.
Yeah, I think it did say based on true story at the start or whatever.
So in the Gushan district in 2005, a family of six had claimed that they were possessed by various Chinese folk religious deities and accused each other of being possessed by demons masquerading as deities. They burned each other with incense, hit each other with sticks and spirit tablets, and splashed feces and urine on each other in an attempt to expel the demons. In the end, they all collectively singled out the eldest daughter and attacked her until she died of the injuries.
And that's fucked up.
And then the remaining five family members were charged with the offense of abandoning a helpless person, resulting in that person's death.
Not charged with murder?
Well...
No, because it sounds like they bashed her and left her for dead.
Yeah.
And
I mean, she died and that's
Chinese
still...
law, right? Okay. Like, that feels like a really specific law.
And then were they cursed still?
So, it doesn't say what happens to them afterwards. Obviously, they were arrested. And basically just sort of says the explanation is just a severe case of mass hysteria.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. But just like knowing... Like, that actually happened. That's fucked. Like, that poor eldest daughter...
Yeah,
that's
fucked.
...has had her own family just go hysterical and... too shit. It makes me feel sick.
I hate so much of it, but I respect this movie.
This is why...
Kevin Coe, yeah. Well done, mate.
This is why movies like Paddington exist.
Yeah.
The world needs Paddington now more than ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need Paddington now more than ever. All right, boys. How would we do in this situation?
We know the answer. Two dead boys, one living.
Yeah. Not happy about it.
And then you don't come looking for the... Well, I wouldn't want you to. You'd be like, I know I killed these two, so I'm not participating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't die, would you? Because at no point... Oh, no, but you watched the tunnel video, for instance.
I watched the tunnel video, yeah.
You only chose to not participate in the very thing at the very start and the bad stuff.
When it empirically told me this will curse you, that's when I decided,
but
okay. But
people who watched the tunnel video all died anyway, didn't they?
That's true, they did.
Yeah, so I think all three of us are dead.
And to be honest, like, this is me watching it by myself in a, lounge room downstairs. If it was the three of us and, like, let's say we were the Ghostbusters.
Yep.
And the two of you had gone in and I could hear you screaming. Well, I would go and try to help.
You would, and I respect that.
And then you'd come in and you'd see me crawling and Sean following me with the worst face on earth.
I'd be like, oh, you've lost a few teeth there, buddy.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, I've lost some. I've gained about 80 more. I'd finally achieve my dream. I'd have a shark.
You'd have a shark mouth.
Oh, hell. I'm getting cursed on purpose.
Oh, no.
Dump him in the water. Set him free.
That's all I want.
Cursed, like, I think every curse movie we watch feels inevitable that we're dead.
For sure. Like the kicking over the stones is being cursed.
Almost like curses are bad.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that way. I don't know. So here's the question then. We get cursed. Do we spread it to the rest of the world through this very podcast?
Yes, we do. If you're listening right now, guess what? We're so sorry, but you are cursed. Unfortunately, this is the only way we can free our friend Sean from the awful curse that he has. So, you're all cursed now, guys.
Yeah, we're not happy about it, but them's the breaks.
You've been listening to this podcast for a while. We gave you enough heart so you can understand why we made the decisions that we made.
Yeah, did better to be done.
You're fucked. Yep. You're all fucked. Well.
That's all the Scaredy Talk we have for this episode. I've been Damien.
I've been Sean.
And I've been Tom.
If you Scaredy listeners would, I don't know. I mean, you're all probably dead at this point, so it's hard to say. But if you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at 3scaredboys@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Twitter as Scaredy Boys. Or individually, I'm at Midday Pajamas.
Leave me alone. I'm cursed.
And I'm also cursed.
Stay cursed, everyone.
That's friendship, baby.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.